Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 123, Investopedia. So, as a sort of follow-up to the episode I did recently about knowing general accounting terms, I thought I'd share a way of easily getting proper definitions with examples of general accounting and finance terms, getting stock quotes and additional stock information all in one place. So it's kind of like your online encyclopedia for accounting and finance. So visiting Investopedia on your desktop or mobile browsers will give you a rather straightforward and easy to use site. You search for the term you want and you'll get the basically you'll get a page with a definition, general other information, just like references and that sort of thing. And in some cases you'll get an example as well. So if you do a search for cash, for example, or at least accounting use of cash, you'll get a definition, uses of it, what it's used for, where it stands on financial statements, and that sort of thing. Same thing with things like accounts receivable, accounts payable, and all of those various terms. It has a lot of various information. The examples they give will also provide if there's a formula involved for how that formula is used in the broad sense of things. So if you need a more specific use, you'll have to do more research or get a more formalized book on how to use that for more information about those terms. The search results also, or the more pages with additional information, will also give you related terminology. So don't quote me on this. I'm doing this off the top of my head. But if you do a search, for example, on cash, you may get a related result for inventory and accounts receivable because they sit on the same financial statements. So you get that sort of related terminology on what kind of accounts tie with each other, their general uses, and that sort of thing, because they sit in the same area on the balance sheet. So you get that information. Investopedia also has stock information, so if you want to get the latest stock prices, increases and decreases, historical data, various other financial information, the site offers that as well. I was going to do a review of the app as well, at least on the Android side, but from my research on Google Play, there is a free app with a trial and then a paid app, but the paid version of the app is at $18.99, so it is kind of high. The reviews for the apps were not that favorable as well. Just doing an overview, I didn't really get a positive vibe, but the website has a decent enough mobile website that's usable, so I would probably give it a grade of about a C to a B. Mainly because when I do a search, it does direct you to the standard desktop website, and then clicking on the search result will bring you back to the mobile site. So the UI is okay, and it's not bad, but it's not 100% there, but it is usable for general use. So that's really all I wanted to cover. The website is investopedia.com, so it is worth checking out. It is generally comprehensive as far as what they offer. If there's something that you don't see, then you can obviously do a Google or Bing search and get more information that way. But for the most part, if for a quick reference guide, they are pretty good. So if you want to get in touch with me with questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And, of course, you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. But that is all for this. Actually, before I close it out, before I go on vacation next week, there will be another Kindle ebook for This Working Droid for episodes 101 to 125. It'll release sometime probably between Friday and Saturday, so before I head out, that will be available. I'll make sure I get that published for everybody, so in case you guys want to promote and help out the show that way as well. I'll make a note on Friday as well. If I get the link to share before I go out on vacation, I'll of course share that on my Twitter profile and on the This Working Droid Google Plus and Facebook pages. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.